This is part 3 of the Brayson Management Sales Training Guide. Our services, what they cost, and how to have the sales conversation. Our services and pricing. Let's talk numbers. And before we do, one critical reminder. The prices you're about to hear are minimum starting prices. Your commission is paid as a percentage of the sale. The more you sell, the more you earn. And monthly retainer clients mean recurring commission for as long as they stay with us. We have 3 monthly packages. The starter package starts at $200 per month. This gets the client 1 content channel, typically the LinkedIn business page, along with audience targeting and a monthly report. It's perfect for budget-conscious clients who want to dip their toes in and see results before committing further. The professional package starts at $500 per month. This is our most popular option, and for good reason. The client gets all 3 LinkedIn channels: personal profile, business page, and newsletter. They also get advanced audience targeting and the monthly intelligence report with the full lead list. This is the package for companies that are serious about growth. When you're presenting options, start here. This is your anchor. The enterprise package starts at $600 per month. This includes everything in professional, plus a dedicated sales outreach campaign where we reach out on the client's behalf and actually schedule meetings for them. Maximum visibility, minimum effort on their end. Now, beyond the monthly packages, we also offer one-time services. A marketing strategy consultation is $500. That's a 90-minute deep dive session where we develop a custom marketing roadmap, do competitive analysis, define the target audience, and deliver a 30-day action plan. LinkedIn profile optimization is $750. We audit the profile, rewrite the headline and summary, optimize skills and endorsements, and provide content templates. This is a great add-on to any package. Website design and development starts at $3,500. Professional, ITAR compliant, custom responsive design with SEO built in. Many defense contractor websites are genuinely embarrassing. This is an easy conversation to have. And an ITAR compliance audit is $1,200. A full review of the client's marketing materials and social media for ITAR compliance, with a detailed report and best practices guide. Terrific entry point for prospects who are nervous about social media but not yet ready to commit to a monthly package. How to have the sales conversation. Now, let's get practical. Here's exactly what to do when you're talking to a prospect. 6 steps. Follow these, and you'll always know where you are and where you're going. Step 1. Start with curiosity, not a pitch. Your first job is to understand them, not to sell to them. Ask questions. Find out what kind of work they do. Who are their ideal clients or partners? Are they doing any marketing or social media right now? Have they ever lost a bid to a company that wasn't as qualified as them? Here's a sample opener that works every time. I work with a company that helps defense contractors get visibility and build partnerships before the RFP drops. Can I ask, are you currently doing anything on LinkedIn? That one sentence tells them what we do, plants the RFP seed, and opens the door to a conversation. It doesn't sell, it invites. Step 2. Listen for the pain points. Once they're talking, your job is to listen. Specifically, listen for these phrases because each one is an opening. We rely mostly on referrals and trade shows. Opening. We don't really do social media. Opening. Our website is pretty outdated. Opening. We're struggling to find the right subcontractors or primes. Opening. We lost a bid to a company that wasn't as qualified as us. That's a wide open door. When you hear any of these, you have everything you need to move forward. Step 3. Introduce the Brayson solution. Keep it simple. Don't overwhelm them with details yet. Say something like, "We help defense contractors build their reputation and connections on LinkedIn so that the right people already know who they are before the RFP is ever released." That's it. Let them react. Let them ask questions. Then go deeper. Step 4. Handle the ITAR objection. If they say, "We can't do social media because of ITAR," and they will, here's your response. "That's exactly why our clients come to us. We understand ITAR regulations. We create content that keeps you visible and compliant. Ignoring social media isn't actually the safe choice. It just makes you invisible." Say that with confidence, because it's true, and it's the thing they haven't heard before. Step 5. Present the options. Walk them through the 3 packages. Start with professional at $500 a month as your anchor. Then frame the question, "Would you want us to handle everything, including your outreach, or would you prefer to manage the sales side yourself?" That question naturally guides them toward either professional or enterprise. Step 6. Set the next step. Never, and I mean never, end a conversation without a clear next step.
That next step might be scheduling a consultation call with Jason, sending them the proposal PDF, or simply agreeing to follow up in 1 week. Whatever it is, get the commitment before you hang up or walk away. A good closing line. "Can I have Jason reach out to you this week for a quick 20-minute call? No pressure, just to see if it's a fit." Low stakes, easy yes, and it gets you in the door. That's part 3. In part 4, our final section, we'll cover how to handle the most common objections, review our real client results you can share as proof, and close with your quick reference cheat sheet for everything you need at your fingertips.